This next poem is a poem I wrote for a musical celebration that happened annually in the town, just down from the town that I grew up in. It's called "For the 8th Annual Celebration of Saint Cecilia, the Patron Saint of Music, Percival, Virginia, November 1999." In the golden spruce front of a violin, there in the alternating lines of dark and light, like sometimes the rain or rays of the sun fall down, you can see, as you can hear, all you ever knew once shimmer and disappear, as the violinist plays, and what he plays is all you know and all you have for the long little while he plays, and he plays so magnificently. The men and women in the crowd beside you disappear with you by astonishingly sweet degrees, and the years pass, and your best suit crumbles, your teeth plink to the floor as timber by timber the roof caves in, snow blows through, and centuries later wolf packs roam the wreckage of folding chairs and carry your white bones to the new hills of ice growing outside what was once Percival, Virginia. And when I think of music, so great, no passage of time could ever kill it, I think of some future day, far away, I hope, when a mouse pulls some brown grass through the hole it gnawed in the very last violin lying somewhere half smashed in the charred ruins of the shiny ancient cities of Cleveland or Sacramento. And when I think of that future day, far away, I hope, I think of the golden spruce face of a violin being played well right now, somewhere on the planet, maybe on a mountain in Colorado, or a concert hall in Havana, or along the coast of Nigeria in a fishing boat, or here, where I listen now for the cello joining in and the flute joining in with the violin.